Along with the Secret Service scandal, you have various investigations into that lavish spending at GSA, those parties in Vegas in 2010, and the Solyndra Solar Energy Company. Of course, it got a large government loan and then went belly up. Are these controversies beginning to affect the presidential race with questions about President Obama's management style?
We put that question to Paul Brandis, White House correspondent at West Wing Report.
Every administration has issues. I think in the past year or so, there's no question that the White House appears to be particularly snake-bitten. You mentioned Solyndra, which has been nothing short of embarrassing. But just in the last week alone, of course, these two new things that have really just dominated the headlines. And clearly, the Republicans can try and tie all of this together in a nice little package and put a bow around it and say to the voters, hey, look, this is the guy in office. Do you really want four more years of this? And the White House can go is clearly on the defensive and trying to talk it down.
On what may be a more pressing issue, fewer states reported job gains last month, which means a slower pace of hiring around the country. February, for example, 42 states added jobs. In March, only 29 did. Now, it could only be a blip in what we know already is a slow recovery, but how do you see this playing out in the campaign?
This election is not so much a national campaign as it is a highly targeted campaign in a handful of swing states. And if you look at the unemployment rate in those states, it's kind of a mixed picture. So there's something for everyone here. The rate is actually lower, believe it or not, in Ohio by a pretty big margin. It's lower in Virginia. It's lower in Iowa. So three states that Obama can perhaps take credit for. But the unemployment rate is actually higher. Again, I'm talking about since he was inaugurated. It's higher in Florida and Nevada. However, those two states can clearly be linked to the housing meltdown, which, as we know, started way back in 2006. So something for everyone in these numbers.
Paul, we've talked a lot about women and Hispanic voters in past chats. What about the youth vote? Everyone remembers in 2008 how Barack Obama was able to harness the power of young voters. But the latest surveys show the president's share of the youngest voting bloc has dramatically dropped compared to 4 years ago. Any sense of what's going on there?
I think that the young Americans have economic concerns in a way that older Americans don't have. There are job insecurities. The average college student, for example, graduates from a school with tens of thousands of dollars in debt. There's this growing trend of kids moving back in with their parents. So in one respect, things are moving in the opposite direction for young Americans. They were energized to vote for Obama in 2008. At this point in time, it looks like they may not be so energized to support him. Again, that doesn't necessarily suggest they'll vote for Romney. They may simply stay home. Turnout is obviously key here.
There's a lot of talk about likability, especially today, in light of a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. It shows President Obama cornering the market on likability and being easygoing, but that most of those polled believe Mitt Romney is better at having good ideas to improve the economy and changing business as usual in Washington. How would you weigh likability against those other things?
Well, likability is okay, but at the end of the month, it doesn't pay the rent. In terms of likability, you know, I think both guys are likable. You know, it's a couple of Harvard elites who are—that's exactly what they are. They're elites, and yet they're trying to portray themselves, obviously, in election year as, you know, men of the people. Who do you want to have a beer with? That kind of thing. I'm not sure I'd want to have a beer with either one of them, frankly.
That leads us to our next question here. Columnist Michael Barone is calling for a double vanilla ticket for Romney. That is, Romney and another white guy may be criticized in the media as undiverse, but he argues it could work for Romney if the mix is right. So he's saying maybe you look to Paul Ryan, Rob Portman, Indiana's Governor Mitch Daniels, our own Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell here. What about a double vanilla ticket?
To win, Mitt Romney clearly knows that he's in trouble with Hispanics. He's not going to get the African-American vote. He's in trouble with women as well. So that pretty much leaves getting out the white male vote in big numbers. So a white vanilla ticket would not necessarily be such a bad thing now.
That's Paul Brandis, the White House correspondent at West Wing Report. We spoke with him via Skype a little earlier. You can follow Paul on Twitter at West Wing Report.